Hey, I was wondering, I suppose it was done probably through Timmons or something like that, but did Bill ever check with anybody in those senators and congressmen over there?
No.
Let me tell you the problem.
We didn't know until the people were here after they'd been invited and asked for transportation.
The problem we have with it, which he should have anticipated, is this, that now the precedent is broken. And the assholes, whenever I go anyplace, will say, well, how about congressional people going along? You know what I mean? How the hell do we keep them out of China? How do we keep them out of Russia? You see my point?
Yeah.
Because there was no earthly reason for them to go to this goddamn thing. To witness the signing, they've done that on television.
Because they hauled them over in a separate plane. And, you know, it was done, the invitations were done, the whole thing was set before anybody here, at least as far as I can determine, anybody here knew about it. Then he called over and asked for help, and asked for help to get them over there. Created a monumental flap on the road.
Yeah, Henry, I was disturbed. He was disturbed again, probably for the wrong reason. And not the one I raised, but he said, well, 5 years ago, he's kind of wild on the ballistic kick. Oh, he is. He is on the ballistic kick. The thing that really concerns me is the press is set. There is no goddamn reason to have those people over there. Why do you think he did?
I think he probably, his rationalization would be that he did it.
Our relations to Congress.
Did it, yeah. It was a good chance to
do it.
I haven't talked to him about it, so I don't know what it is. It's a pretty crummy trick for him before. Well, he's pulling a lot before he's doing this stuff without, well, is he doing anything on over here? Something like that, but I mean, he's not keeping people filled in, he's not keeping Henry at all filled in on what he's doing. As he, you know, he was going to launch off on that POW thing in all directions.
I want you to get copies of this to each of the people that was at my table. Let me explain that. The dinner last night,
Ambassador to Canada. think we gave that to somebody, didn't we, already?
Well, he has, we don't owe him anything, actually.
Yep.
Right.
It wasn't, we weren't doing it because we owed him anything.
No, that's what I meant, is we don't do it part of it, we put it together, and maybe he's a loyal man to put it in some other position. He has done, he can do Mexico extremely well. He can do goddamn well in Mexico. Because he did it before, you know, he did one of his El Salvador was very first met him.
He was Mexico, though. I think he had.
Oh, you're right, he had Mexico at one point, too. But I just have a very, very, very great feeling, Bob, about that fellow, Reynolds. I'm just worried about it. I think the post is too goddamn important for him. And maybe we just didn't tell Bob. What is the situation? Is it, why is it going to be embarrassing? Embarrassing to me, embarrassing to Bob, or both, or what?
No, embarrassing to Jim.
Because he told everybody.
Made his plans. But I would think he'd go to another post without any great embarrassment. Well, he has to go off and do something, I suppose, if he's told everybody he's going.
How did he get the position where Bob Kenchville, he had the license to do that?
I don't know.
He was never way back. He's never way back. He's never mentioned Reynolds to me ever, that I ever recall.
Way
I didn't know he ever wanted to be an ambassador, but I see. Well, it's one of those things.
Because we held off, it was before the, geez, I think it was even before the 70, or during the 70.
Remember, we thought it was like a chief of protocol.
Yeah.
What are we going to do about protocol? Anything? Just leave this all the way?
No, no. Did that work out last night? Did they?
Well, what happened? They came with her. Which they were, but then
the wife did too?
Yep. Wrote in the car.
She was supposed to have come over.
And the day came with her and they went in. However, they didn't come up to the oval.
They went to the other room.
Which I think is the way they should do it.
Yeah, but the wife was supposed to come over early and be in the other room. And then he's supposed to come with the guests.
Well, of course that's the way it should be, but I'll tell you, when you get the news, just work it out. The wife comes over, then he comes with the guest and comes with me to go up with him.
No, it just escorts the guest to the house. He goes over to Blair House, gets the guest in the car, and then gets in the protocol car, a separate car.
Good.
And rides over in the motorcade.
That's right.
And make sure the guest is connected with you. Doesn't have to introduce the guest to you. Just is there so that, the connection is made and you start up.
Then he goes on
the room and start with, and he goes on into the room where the folks are.
But the idea, for example, with the Mossbackers, all we ride in together over to pick up the guests, and then four of them riding together in that car was terrible.
Yep.
Or do you agree?
Absolutely.
I mean, the long dresses and everything, it was a goddamn mess.
Yep.
And, by the way, small thing. We're talking. Yeah. Let's get the Alonis and Bastards and everything. You want to better get this, better sit down with them. You've got to get somebody to Israel. You've got anybody for Israel?
Well,
Ken Keating wants them. Too old.
Well, that may not be bad. That would be very, that's Dr. Mitchell. He says that it would really help with Rockefeller.
Really?
Yeah. And he said, Ken will do exactly what you want him to do. He'll program. He's
right.
Capable of handling the thing. He's too old on appearances, right. But he's not dotty yet. I mean, he's coming into his senses.
Mm-hmm.
And
Rockefeller wants
him. It would be well received in Israel.
Wow. Yeah,
Rockefeller does very much.
All right. Give it to him. But make the point. I want you to make the point to Rockefeller. I think you ought to call him rather than Henry on this one.
Okay,
so say fine, we'll give it to him. I think he did. Mitchell feels it's important to give it to him.
The other one Mitchell raised, which I haven't raised with anybody else, is, I don't know if John Keaton's filled in on, one of the major problems on the business John's working on is the question of financial, continuing financial activity in order to keep those people in place. And the way he's working on that is via Mitchell to Tom Pappas, you know, which is the best source we've got for that kind of a thing. Pappas is extremely anxious that Tosca stay in Greece.
My understanding.
And our plan, you know, is to move him and put someone else in Greece. But Mitchell says it would be a very useful thing to just
my understanding.
Not disrupt that.
Good. My understanding. No problem. Pappas had raised the money in for this other activity, or whatever it is. How does he do it?
And, he, I think it's just it. He has, you know, he's, doesn't have to raise the money. Pappas. Well, Jesus. No, but he put a thing together over there, and he just, he sold his company out or something, and picked up something else, and put parlay that into something, and it's apparently just kind of sort of one of the unknown.
Great.
John Paul Getty's at the Lord or something.
I'm just glad.
And he, he's able to deal in cash.
Get the truth, and here is the truth.
Oh, that's true. I don't think he didn't exactly say that. The problem is, I'm afraid she knows Taylor pretty well. I don't want
to. You can say that to her.
That part I can, because I've
got to say that you probably know that. If you try to get the bottom of it, you think you've got it, here it is.
I'm saying, I didn't even have to, that some of them have volunteered because they were upset.
Right, right. That's good. Scott and Ford, and that is the leadership meeting.
That's right. Yeah, that's right.
They go back and say they had a leadership meeting. good.
Fine.
It's kind of, you know, it gives you a different pattern.
Right.
Good.
Fine.
But that doesn't make it an 8:30, right?
Don't go through the breakfast routine and all that sort of thing.
Or do we get with the breakfast?
No, I don't want to waste time.
The other thing, the only reason I raised the point, I wasn't sure that Steve had checked back with you after our conversation.
Sir.
If that's it, that's fine.
They aren't going to get into that because this is, they want Asher, Irwin, and Cole in the meeting too.
All right, good.
So it's a, you're clear on the other.
Good. Good. That's a good chance for me to hear Asher, Irwin, and Cole talk about it too, which is good.
All right.
Okay. Well, it's amazing the weather we got here. We get better weather in Washington than we had any place we could.
Is it Florida or California?
Unbelievable. I bet you the clouds are rolling up there all day.
That'd be a great day to play golf.
Would you race with him like a thought I had if you can say to him? I'd like for him to get over the Chinese and see if they would. Inviting Harmony include fire. Now, what I've got against it, I just think it would be a hell of a nice touch. He is our friend. He's a great artist. I think he gets along with the artistry, you know. But they could send Clyde with the artistry. But at least explore it. Maybe that Harmony would say, no, we don't want it.
Harmony would be no problem. And I don't think
it may be that Clyde would want to go alone. You know, he's doing right.
Clyburn would be more likely to be the problem than Norman.
Yeah. But my opinion is let's have Henry just explore the Chinese, the Clyburn thing. Clyburn alone. I think maybe that's better.
They might have some hang up because he's such a big favorite of the Russians.
That's why that's a good man.
He made his whole mark out
of
one
of Tchaikovsky thing. By his, so he could come there and screw the Russians. But anyway, he didn't ask, but just his great that we want to make it can be done by him, but don't raise it with me. It can't be done. No, I'm convinced that Dean is really a gem. I've talked to him 2 or 3 times about it.
He's a real cool cookie, isn't he?
He's not really cool, but he's awfully smart. God damn, there's judgment there, you know. He doesn't, he leaps things through and all that. He's not cocky. So you see, the trouble with a cocky guy, he'll come in and have a lot of bravado. Check his facts, but not.
He's just the other way. He hasn't always checked his facts, but he never covers up if he hasn't. He just says he doesn't know.
Yeah.
God, he's been through the ringer.
I look at the heart
trying to keep all this piece together, you know, as everything's pulling out from under in every direction.
Got
a
hold of him.
The great thing is he's got great skill in his, yeah, in the dealing with people. I mean, he's able to, you know, to, because all this is a people game, trying to keep these people on an even keel, not having someone break, go rattling off. And all these goddamn Watergate 7 guys he's had to nursemaid all these months. Yes. He's a character. I think he takes out all his frustrations of just pure, raw, animal, unadulterated sex.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Is he quite a...
Yeah.
He's a surgeon. Par excellence, apparently.
And I guess he just solves all his hang-ups that way, and then he can handle all the rest of this with real to do what he was doing.
No.
And what he was getting, right? And he, you know, he's completely open to that. He's not about it.
Yeah.
So she isn't much on brains, but she's got one hell of a body. And he says, I got too many people to talk to already.
Well, I must say I'm impressed by it. I'm glad it's in there. Oh, would you tell Colson, please, that in the future all of his discussions on Watergate are to be there, and not with you or there or with me, right? I think it's very important to get Chuck funneled into the Dean. Chuck, do you agree?
He is, but
the point is, if Chuck Tenney will attend otherwise, or, you know, raises with other people about this and that and the other thing. It's just better, Bob, that, for example, I have not talked to anybody at the Dean. Do you agree on this?
Yep.
He's a lawyer.
Well, he can pull it all into one place instead of you getting bits and pieces, which is.
Yeah. Might decide this one or that, the other one. Now, it's interesting, you know, the fact that Gray is down there at the present time. You know, we were talking about running stands up there. I don't know whether that's good or bad. That, you know, Gray was, is, when, by the time Irvin gets to him, Gray would have been around. A lot of these stories are going to be old story, you know what I mean? Now, but Irvin, of course, will drag him in. Johnson's poor damn drunk brother.
He lived right there in the White House.
somewhat understanding of you.
Yep. I don't think they are. I don't think Johnson's brother created a problem for him at all.
Neither Mike Gill made a problem for him.
And Mike Gill's your brother didn't make any problem for us.
No. Donnie being best of them. I suppose it's a problem.
Yeah.
Not too much.
Pretty good.